This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, I'm looking at this footage of a 10-year-old boy that led these cops on a 100-mile-per-hour joyride, and this was not the first time that this kid has done this. Now, I'm having a little bit of an issue right now with the computer, and I apologize, as it's not pulling up, but apparently the boy was driving it looks like a four-door. I'm sorry. I'm not good with cars. It looks like a Chrysler to me. I'm sorry, guys. It's a four-door. It looks like a, kind of like a grandparent's car. You know, it wasn't a Sportster. So anyway, this was a 45-mile-per-hour chase on Thursday. It exceeded 100 miles per hour. Dashcam video from the Ohio State Highway Patrol, obtained by Cleveland.com, shows a boy driving onto the right shoulder of I-80 in Milan and avoiding spike strips that were laid down by troopers. Then he goes off-road. He gets hit in the tush of it, the trunk of a car, by the cop. And then it looks like the cops are trying to get him. It almost looks like the kid might have hit his head, or the kid may be hiding. I'm not sure. So you see the cops trying to pull the kid out of the car. And, I mean, only 10 years old. The boy was not identified. He was pulled out of the car, and it belongs to the mother's boyfriend. And he was kicking and spitting at the troopers as they were being pulled out. And the video footage doesn't show the boy. You know, he's an underage, unless you guys have different footage than I do. And I guess this boy's ride started at about 8:30 a.m. 10 years old, okay? 10 years old. Started at about 8:30 a.m. He was waiting for his sister to take him to school. I guess he really wanted to go to school. His mother's boyfriend later told police that the 10-year-old stole the car while his sister was showering. The boy's mother then hopped in her car to chase him, eventually following him westbound on Interstate 90. She was cussing. She said, "My son's going to kill himself before you guys get here." She's freaking out. Then the boy started driving on Interstate 80, where a trooper motioned for the boy to stop, and he pulled alongside him. My guess is the average 10-year-old boy, if you ask him to pull over while he gets to drive down a highway, how do you know how to drive? How do you know how to navigate? That's crazy. How do you know to take the freeway? Oh, well. Anyway, so the boy responded by shaking his head and stepping on the gas, and then the chase culminated after an hour. Thank God no injuries were reported. They say just before the high-speed pursuit ended, one of the troopers said the boy was, quote, off-road driving down the ditch along the right side of the highway. He ripped through lanes of traffic. "We are not going to let him get back on the highway. Traffic is stopped behind us." And then seconds later, another trooper can be heard asking about using intentional contact to stop the boy, you know, another trooper to use one car as gently as possible, because, again, they need to stop the car, but this is a kid in there. So the boy's car was then surrounded by troopers, and you see, you know, them try to get in. But this was the second time he did this. He was stopped on Interstate 90 with three flat tires October 16th after he took his mother's car because he was, quote, bored. All right. Yeah, he got bored. All right. So, I know he needs to go to boarding school or something. This is sad. When you see a kid like this, out of control, taking advantage, willing to just put his life and other lives in jeopardy, this is a kid that's going to have a lot of problems later, and I'm really worried about what he's going to be like as an adult. And I understand the mom has a new boyfriend. You know, we don't talk about this a lot. You know, what is going on with kids when, you know, mom has a new boyfriend or dad has a new girlfriend. You know, we don't talk about it now because it's so common. And nobody wants to feel guilty and nobody wants to feel bad. But, you know, if I ever brought another man into my boy's life, my sons would hate him. You know, I love my husband. We've been married 21 years. But if Corey ever left me and I decided to date again, there is no way I could bring anybody home to my sons because they would hate anybody else. And first of all, it's bad enough they have two parents. You think they want another adult figure? You know, every now and then my mom comes over. I mean, oh my gosh, now there's another parent, okay, in the room, even though it's my parents. And so, you know, kids don't like the additional authority, but also, you know, they're strangers. Now, true, you know, mommy could be very close with them and you could have, you know, boyfriends that you're with for decades or girlfriends that you're with for decades. And eventually they do become family and there is trust. But what we don't ever talk about or we don't, you know, identify is parents have this chemical connection, this biological connection. And even though some kids may hate their parents or they may never talk to their parents, there's something you feel when a parent is around. And what these kids pick up on is the maternal or the paternal instinct that parents will have. My sons know that I am not as, let's say, physically fit as I used to be. And if I had to take down somebody who entered this house, in my house, let's say, and tried to attack us, okay, they know that they would probably do a better job than I could, you know, because now they're taller and they're, you know, one's almost 18 and you know, but when something scary happened a few months ago at the house, what did they do? They ran behind me. Mom, you know, and I, you know, yeah, don't worry. I will open up a can of wood, but I have no problem bringing the rain, and I will bring the rain. And that's probably what they picked up on. And good, I'd rather they get behind me. I don't want my kids to protect me. I'll protect my kids. I don't care how much stronger my boys are. But you see that, and don't be calling them weenies. No, no, but it was that instinct like something's wrong. Mom has got this. These kids may not feel that way with the girlfriend or boyfriend in the house. And that's an issue. And I'm not saying that's why this kid went and did a joyride, but, you know, just, you know, stop and think about how your kids are handling that extra person being around them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So CVS Pharmacy is in talks to buy Aetna for $66 billion because it makes sense. I'm planning on going to Walmart, you know, to buy a scarf for the winter. That makes sense. But CVS has $66 billion to spend. Wow. I'm going to buy Aetna. Are they the third largest insurer? Third largest insurer. Man, it's a lot of money. I just can't even imagine. Anyway, good for the pharmacy. Look at this. CVS is on top of this. Okay, so apparently, they are facing threats from all sides, including Amazon, a leading analyst told CNBC on Friday. A deal of this nature would add health insurance plans to the CVS Health portfolio. They say CVS has so many threats coming at them. That's according to Anna Gupte, a senior health care services analysis at LinkRec Partners. She said one threat in particular is from OptumRx. OptumRx is United Health Group's pharmacy benefit management business. The so-called PBMs, like OptumRx and CVS Caremark, what they do is they negotiate drug benefits for insurance plans and employers to get the price down. The only thing is you could only get your prescriptions from, depending on your insurance, either a Caremark or, you know, yeah. And some patients like it. They're like, well, look, I could get mail order. It's cheap. They're dependable. When these guys first started, though, these you know, PBMs, it was a pain in the butt. I'm like, I did fax your prescription request. I have the fax confirmation. It is there. I have it. And patients weren't getting their drugs. But you know what? They've ironed all that out. And most patients are liking it. I'm still a little nervous about medicines being sent to you through the mail. I mean, I live in the desert, Las Vegas. So, you know, you leave a package with 110-degree weather outside. I'm not really excited about that. If there's not enough cooling, you know, packets in there. But you know what? My patients say it works. Now they say Gupta added in Squawk Box interview, I guess, that Amazon has been exploring ways to expand into the drug industry, including selling prescription drugs online. Gupta says Amazon is thinking hard about this decision, but she added that all signs point to Amazon entering into the pharmaceutical industry. She says they may choose to say, hey, should we hurt our brand with all this government scrutiny in an industry where profit margins are a threat? But Amazon has always been the leader, and margins will compress, and Amazon is fine with that. They are going to disrupt the whole thing like they did for the bookstore industry. I got to tell you, Amazon is very threatening to a lot of businesses. In fact, Amazon is probably one of the reasons why we may be dealing with a big commercial real estate disaster. And I'm just as guilty because I buy from Amazon. It's cheaper. I could buy my makeup on Amazon. I could buy my underwear on Amazon. Yeah, they got the extra large sizes. I don't have to sit there and walk into a store and find underwear. Yeah, it's nice. Walmart and Target, you get panty packages. You could get a package of 6 panties. You know, the cotton, Joe Boxer or Hanes Her Way type of stuff. But what really stings is the size is on there. And you don't really want to go and try on underwear. Listen, okay, for women, let me school you guys on something, okay? I know you guys think women wear all the fancy, lacy, Victoria's Secret, Frederick of Hollywood underwear all the time. No, no, no. We want you to believe that's the case. But do you think a lacy thong is comfortable when you work 20-hour days like I do? No. In fact, I do not need to dental floss my butt. I prefer full coverage, right? And something soft and something that breathes. Okay? It's very important for a woman. And so some of the best women's underwear out there are made of cotton. Okay? Yes, I like some of the nylon stuff, and I really like a lot of the Spanx stuff. But to be honest, cotton really, really works. But it's embarrassing to buy cotton underwear, especially the colors they come in. You got white. You got tan. And you have fetal pink. Now, those are the gosh-awful worst colors. And people know who I am, where I live. So I don't want to be sitting there at Walmart looking at the panty packages. And, you know, so I like to find the darker colors, like black and blue and stuff, because then it makes me feel like I'm wearing sexy colored underwear, but they're still cotton. I did not reveal too much. Oh, come on. Really? You think every woman wears fancy schmancy underwear? Please. I don't know what I'm wearing right now, but it definitely isn't fetal pink in color. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right. So, now, why was I talking about that? Oh, yeah. So I could buy underwear on Amazon. Okay, good. Okay, we're talking about. All right, so Amazon's very, very smart. All right, they put so many people out of business in terms of, I'm not saying that's a good thing, but they were very ahead of the game, and the bigger you are, the bigger you could be. And Amazon is a giant. One of the biggest giants we've ever seen. And it's so much easier for us to just order on Amazon. I think you could order groceries on Amazon. I could order pet food on Amazon. I don't even have to walk into a Walmart. I think I've only been in a Walmart now maybe 5 times this whole year, as opposed to last time it was like 5 times a week last year. Because, again, I could buy the stuff on Amazon. I could buy the cat food, toilet paper, anything. So Amazon knows what they're doing. And why allow a customer to walk into a pharmacy and then buy product there? Bring the pharmacy so Amazon, I foresee them doing this. So CVS doesn't want to lose this business that they have. So what do they want to do instead? They'll buy an insurance company. All right, so let me see what else they say here. All right, anything else on this Aetna thing? No, it doesn't talk about. All right, so what is Aetna worth? Billions? Okay, Aetna, third biggest insurer. For them to control Aetna, they obviously get to control the prescriptions. Now, for Aetna customers, this could mean better prices, or this could mean worse. The $66 billion takeover would definitely shake things up. CVS has 9,000 national pharmacies. And so it almost looks like Aetna pales in comparison to the CVS monster that is. And I don't want to call it monster bad. There's some good monsters like Monsters, Inc. But they say the market capitalization of CVS is currently about 3 times that of Aetna, approximately $180 billion versus $60 billion. And an important part of CVS's business is their pharmacy benefit, their Caremark, which is a part of CVS Health. And so Aetna participants are likely to see the most benefit because CVS would be maybe able to offer them lower copays if they shop with them. I don't see how long term you're going to save money or hurt by this. I just think it's the company's doing better and getting, when CVS decides to buy Aetna or a pharmacy decides to buy something or a company decides to buy something, it's not that they're like, oh, the customer's going to be happy. It's what's going to make us happy. But they also can't make sure anybody, people don't get screwed in the process. And so can a pharmacy chain manage health care? I mean, I'm surprised they're making this move, especially with Obamacare, the cluster that it is, and the repeal of it, a bigger cluster. We don't know where we're going to be. We don't know Aetna. Didn't Aetna pull out of most of them? Aetna's still in some of the exchanges. But if we don't know where Aetna's place in the insurance marketplace is going to be, I find it fascinating that CVS would even jump on board. But then again, they need to, expand. So fascinating stuff. Walgreens got themselves in the news because they're going to be carrying Narcan. Now, Narcan is what we use to combat the opioid epidemic and the opioid overdose. It will reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. And apparently Walgreens will offer that over the counter in a nasal spray at its 8,000 locations. So, with Narcan, it's a nasal spray, I think, overall, offering it online, or not online, but over the counter is safe. But here's the problem. All right, if somebody is about to overdose or is overdosing and you're able to spray the Narcan, how do you know that 4-milligram spray is going to be enough? Remember, we had Dr. Chris Johnson on the show, and he had said he's an emergency room physician. He goes, sometimes you got to give it a second time, because the opiates continue to, cover the receptors. So, it's a nice move, but I don't want to give people false hope that that's going to cut what it needs to cut. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's get to some medical studies. All right. Marijuana users have more sex. That's being reported by the Washington Post. Yep, it's a medical study. Regular marijuana users have about 20% more sex than abstainers. I could just see my husband right now. Corey's going to find the nearest drug dealer. Actually, I don't think so. I don't think he likes real knives. Okay, anyway. Regular marijuana users have about 20% more sex than abstainers, according to a new study from researchers at Stanford University. The study analyzed data on 28,000 women and 23,000 male participants in a National Survey of Family Growth, a nationally representative CDC survey of Americans age 15 to 49. If 15-year-olds are having sex, so help me. Oh, my gosh. Stop it, guys. These kids are not supposed to be having sex. Really, these 15-year-olds? It found that women who smoked marijuana daily had sex with a male partner on average 7.1 times per month compared to 6 times per month for non-smoking women. 6 times a month? Lord have mercy. That's a lot of missionary positioning. You know, this show depresses me. I don't know if you guys know this. You know, doing my show, I get so depressed. Because, you know, you hear what you're supposed to do. How you're supposed to be. What your BMI is supposed to be. What your weight's supposed to be. I mean, oh, man. Similarly, men who used marijuana daily reported having sex with a woman 6.9 times per month compared to 5.6 times for non-users. So the men are having sex less than the women. So who are the women having sex? Oh, the women could be having sex. No, they're talking about sex with a male partner. Well, for some reason, the math isn't adding up there. They say those findings hold true after researchers controlled for a number of demographic variables known to affect sex habits and marijuana use. They say the overall trend we saw applied to people of both sexes and all races, ages, education levels, income groups, and religions, every health status, whether they were married or single, and whether they had kids. We don't care about that. It just tells what the, They say the study also found what researchers call a dose-dependent relationship. So, the more marijuana use, the increase of frequency of having sex. The study does not, however, necessarily indicate a causal relationship between marijuana use and sex. It doesn't say that if you smoke more marijuana, you'll have sex. It is found that those who smoked pot more were a little bit more liberal when it came to the hibbity-dibbity. That's what it means. Nevertheless, they say it does seem plausible that look at this. Look at how they make this is Stanford for you. They make a research article on sex sound so academic. Nevertheless, it does seem plausible that a causal effect could be at work. Some qualitative research published in 2016, for instance, found that respondents generally say, I mean, really, come on, you have to really make it that academic. They say stoned sex was more pleasurable than drunk or sober sex. A 2003 study also found that over half of marijuana users said the drug was a libido booster, compared to 26% who said it inhibited their sex life. They say in humans, sex is not only a means to procreate, but serves as an important source of physical pleasure and expression of emotional intimacy. This is where I got to stop you guys. I express myself perfectly fine verbally, okay? There is nothing I can do lying there like a dead log that's very expressive. Now, maybe some of you people that are a little bit more adept with gymnastics might be able to express and make, you know, complete sentences and I don't know and you know, communicate in iambic pentameter. But for somebody like me, nah, I'm really not going to be that communicative. Anyway, they say a fair amount of other research has found a link between the frequency of sex and overall physical mental health. People have more sex on average, are happier and less stressed. They have lower blood pressure, better cardiovascular health overall. All right. There was something that came up earlier that bothered me about this. Okay, stoned sex. Why do people like a sex? Okay, so I've never been stoned. So you guys have to tell me what it's like in terms of being stoned and then having sex. But maybe don't. I don't know if I want to hear it. But one thing that a lot of people don't realize is there's a few different things that have to come into play for there to be a successful sexual encounter. Okay? One is you need to be turned on. But another thing is, you have to not be turned off. We've talked about lack of sex drive in older women, you know, women over 30, 35 after they've had kids. It's not really in nature's best interest for them to get pregnant, and many times their sex drive drops, like, drastically. They don't know why. They're like, what did I do? Did I get cut during the delivery? Was there something that happened? Was it an episiotomy issue? And no, your sex drive is very nature-driven, and so if, you know, it's not in your best interest or the baby's best interest, you know, for it to be born, then your sex drive isn't going to be like it was when you were 16 or 18 or 21. That's just, you know, the way things happen. But another thing that occurs is sometimes you could get a 45-year-old woman or somebody older into bed, already start making a home run, and for a man also, but they get turned off easier. You know, when you think back to your younger days, a fire truck could be driving through that, you know, apartment. You're not going to stop. Yet now, all of a sudden, oh, I got a text, or oh, I think I hear the kids, or oh, you know, the dog is watching us, or you have bad breath. Oh my gosh! And so the older you are, the easier you are to be turned off by things. And so I'm wondering if what ends up happening is when you're stoned, you're not really caring or sweating the little stuff. And so these little things that seem to happen it's not going to happen tonight. I'm sorry. I can't, you know, finish or whatever. Maybe more of an issue when you're not stoned. I wonder if that's what's going on. So, very nice study out of Stanford. Thank you very much. Okay, now this is interesting. Heart surgery survival chances are better in the afternoon. All right? They say research published in The Lancet suggests that the heart is stronger and better to withstand surgery in the afternoon than in the morning. And it says the difference does have nothing to do with surgeons being tired. They think it has to do with our body clock and just the way our heart is. They say doctors need to stop the heart to perform operations, including the heart valve replacements. This puts the organ under stress as the flow of oxygen to the heart tissue is reduced. The doctors and researchers look for other complications, including heart attacks, heart failure, or death after surgery. And they say 54 out of 298 morning patients had adverse events, compared to only 28 out of the 298 afternoon patients had adverse events. So almost half it decreased in terms of adverse events if they were afternoon patients. Afternoon patients, they said, at half the risk of complications. One major event could be avoided for every 11 patients operated in the afternoon. He said it would also be impossible for hospitals to conduct surgery only after lunch. They're worried that now, with an article like this, everybody's going to say, book me in the afternoon, book me in the afternoon. But these are the studies I like. They say also the risk of heart attack or stroke is highest first thing in the morning, while the heart and lungs work at their peak in the afternoon. Now, one thing I would argue against this is if you've ever had an afternoon procedure, you guys know that you're supposed to be NPO, meaning you're not supposed to have anything to eat after midnight. So if your surgery is set for 7 a.m., that's no big deal. You eat something, you go to bed, you make sure not to eat or drink first thing in the morning. Some of us brush our teeth. As long as you don't swallow anything, go in, have surgery, you should be okay. But if your surgery is 4 in the afternoon, that's a long amount of time to go NPO, not eating. And I think that could stress the heart. So I don't know. Again, this is one small study, only 298 people, but it's interesting. 1-877-DOC-7.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What do you want it funny? Or serious. You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tune in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's an iPhone X? Are you kidding? Didn't we just have iPhone 7 or iPhone 8? I guess there's an iPhone X. I think I'm still on the 5. I don't know. But anyway, they say this is ridiculous. If you don't have an extended warranty and you break the glass or the screen of the iPhone X, it's going to cost you $279. That's more than twice the price of an iPhone 6 screen replacement at $129 and about 65% higher than a new iPhone 8 screen at $169. I guess the pricing was first spotted by Mac Rumors and being reported by The Verge. They said, do not damage an iPhone X in any other way. All other out-of-warranty repairs is going to cost $549. That's a lot more than other recent iPhones cost to repair. iPhone 8, it cost you $349 to repair. And 8 Plus repairs cost $399. If you crack the glass of an iPhone X, you might just want to live with it. I guess there's an Apple extended warranty called AppleCare Plus. And for iPhone buyers, it may be very necessary. The warranty costs $199 for the iPhone X. And the warranty is expensive, but I guess you get a cheaper repair. I just saw this and I'm like, okay, that's crazy because I drop my phone all the time. And yeah, you know, my iPhone is like on the ground more than anything else. Now, this surgeon sounds like he'll pay whatever for the iPhone because he says his iPhone saved his life, diagnosed cancer. A U.S. vascular surgeon, Dr. John Martin, found cancerous cells in his own neck while testing a portable ultrasound device called Butterfly IQ. Butterfly IQ, I guess, connects to your iPhone. This is being reported by CNET.com. And it looks a bit like an electric razor. You place it on an area of the body you wish to examine, and a black and white ultrasound image will appear on your phone. The Butterfly's IQ's portability means it could be used in ambulances or at home. And Butterfly Network, which is the creator of the device, hopes they can incorporate artificial intelligence into the software so that even, you know, some of us who don't really have medical training, well, some of us I do, but who sat in class and made jokes, could understand what to do. So, according to MIT Technology Review, Dr. Martin has undergone surgery and radiation treatment diagnosing his cancer. This blows my mind. What the heck kind of cancer? Was it a thyroid cancer? Maybe he put it on his thyroid. So I want to find out exactly what the heck happened there. But, wow, you know, I predict that we're going to be able to pee on our iPhones, smartphones, and they'll tell us if we're pregnant. I think, you know, like those pregnancy test sticks, I think we'll be able to do that, occult blood. You know when we check our stool for blood and you take those little kits home? And then you kind of put the stool on there to check for blood in the stool. We'll be able to do that on the screen of our phone later. I can't wait. All right. This isn't good. A cancer patient dies after multiple errors during chemotherapy treatment, according to a report. Health investigators in Minnesota are questioning at least one nurse at an assisted living facility after a deceased patient who was scheduled to receive 42 doses of chemo medications in a 12-week period didn't get the 42, but only got 26. The patient has not been identified, was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, was put on a strict schedule of treatments, both at the Legacy of St. Michael and at home. Now, the Department of Health report revealed multiple errors in the patient's treatment, including delays in putting information regarding administering the medication, dosage data into a computer system. A nurse at the focus of questioning reportedly told investigators that she shadowed a staff nurse for 2 days before she was on her own, but could not provide any training documents or a background check. So the faculty spokesman has refuted the department's findings about the nurse, said, look, we respectfully disagree with some of the Department of Health's findings in this matter, and we have filed an appeal with documented facts to the department, including documentation that the nurse identified as not having a current license, in fact, did have a current license, was trained to administer medications, had a complete background test, and was tested for tuberculosis. Yeah, it's really difficult to get a job in these medical facilities without doing your tuberculosis test. I mean, obviously they have paperwork. Nobody can just sneak in there and then start being a nurse. That's not going to happen. The problem is if this nurse was an idiot, you know, or the doctor was an idiot, that's a whole other, you know, conversation. The patient's treatment was scheduled to start in September and continue through April. The lab work showed that the cancer had progressed, with one provider saying the chemotherapy never had a chance to work. A relative told Fox 9 that they were notified of one instance in which a dose was missed. Now, no criminal charges have been filed. So for those of you guys listening to this, you're like, okay, wait a second. Okay, Minnesota has her act together. It's a great state, one of my favorite states. Minnesota rocks. And, you know, there's, you know, good doctors there, good medical staff. You're telling me that if one of your family members is supposed to be getting chemotherapy treatment, somebody could be skipping on the doses? That I would flip my lid. I would say I would just flip. You know, it's interesting. You know, I've taken care of patients in the hospital and, you know, throughout my training and my career. And, you know, family members could be a pain in the butt. I have to admit that. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, why are you second guessing and questioning everything I do? But you want to know what? I would still tell them when they started to apologize. I'm like, no. Good for you. You got to be on it. Okay? I'm only human. I can make a mistake. I haven't made one yet, but, you know, anything could happen. But, you know, people can make mistakes. You know, I told you that nurse that was going to give my kid the wrong vaccine, a vaccine that you don't give until the kid's, you know, at least one, she was going to give my kid when he was 4 months old. And she was an RN and a really adept, very smart woman, excellent in her class. But, people make mistakes. And so you having family members that are second-guessing everything may not be the worst thing. Now, you do not want to make the staff nervous. You don't want to drive them crazy to the point that they lose their groove. Like, whoa, 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 why aren't you injecting Bevel? Why? What are you, you know? You don't want to freak them out too much. But the idea of, look, you're about to put something in my loved one's IV. Can I ask you what it is? Can you show it to me? Because I just want to make sure there's not a medical error. And you know what? If a doctor or nurse doesn't understand your apprehension, then you probably need a different doctor or nurse. You know what I mean? This is your loved one. Having something injected into their IV or not injected, okay, when they're supposed to be getting certain treatments, that's some serious stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'd like to take a bow. Take some credit for this. High cholesterol levels among U.S. adults are declining. The CDC is reporting that those of us with high cholesterol, it has significantly declined. Between 1999 and 2000 and 2015-2016, we found right now we have 12.4% of adults aged 20 or older having high cholesterol, which is down from 18.3% back in 1999. High cholesterol is defined as a level over 240. See, look at that. We're good. That is good. I tell ya, I like the statin medications. I know there was some talk about statin medications, diabetes, but I gotta credit the statin medications for this. Now, there's a program called Healthy People 2020, included a goal of reducing the proportion of adults with high total cholesterol to less than 13.5%. Both men and women aged 20 or over met that goal. The surveys over two-year periods provide a snapshot of health, they say. And looking at this target sample, sample size was 5,000 people. And finding cholesterol go down means, you know, we doctors and medical providers are doing a good job. So if you see us, give us a hug and not a smack across the head. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Rebel. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.